you know, cooking any sort of holiday meal is an undertaking.
It is.
I mean, Thanksgiving is no different.
It's a lot to deal with.
You got to be, your time has got to be impeccable.
Yes.
You got to, I mean, I know I've seen my mom or my grandparents cook. It's like there's four different timers going on. They're just waiting. I'm like, what's that timer mean? I'm like, it's all confusing to me.
Listen,
like,
Marie's up at 5 a.m. starting to cook, man.
That's the casserole. That's crazy. That's the sweet potatoes. You know, so there's a science to this, right?
Yeah.
Well, if you don't want to go down that path, let's just say you want to host, but you don't want to cook. There are options for you. Let's bring in Susan Selesky, the food and restaurant writer at the Detroit Free Press. Susan, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving week.
Happy Thanksgiving week to you. Yes, the obligatory turkey gobble. If you don't want to cook, there are options, and all kinds of restaurants and grocery stores have us covered here in Metro Detroit, it seems like.
So, like, there's so many restaurants that are open now on Thanksgiving that will just, you know, that you can go and sit down, make reservations, eat. They're preparing the traditional meal. A lot of the restaurants are doing Thanksgiving to go. So you can pick up your meal and, you know, take it home and, you know, rewarm it. They have warming instructions and everything. And grocery stores do, a lot of the grocery stores do the same thing, where they'll prepare an entire meal for you, and they do these meal bundles, and you know sometimes you can pick them up warm and then, or take them home and reheat them. So there's lots of options if you don't want to cook.
Susan, when you talk about the grocery stores, you know, what are the differences that you notice between what a family-owned market might offer versus maybe a big national chain?
The family-owned markets, they're offering, like, you know, like a lot of the same things, you know, a whole traditional meal. You know, that's basically what you're going to find. Some offer additional things, like you can buy extra side dishes, or you can buy just the side dishes, too. That's
right.
The other thing. If you don't want, maybe you would still want to cook a whole turkey, but, you know, there's so many side dishes involved with Thanksgiving: mashed potatoes, green bean casserole, sweet potato casserole, all kinds of things. So you can just buy the side dishes. So there's, you know, so many options out there.
Do you have any restaurant in particular in our area that's giving, not giving away, but could have a good option for people?
There's so many of them. They all have, I would say, you know, the tradition, you're going to find the traditional traditional meal there. You know, and some of them are reasonable. Some, you know, it just really depends what you're after.
Well,
and a lot of the stores, the grocery stores, are doing like meal bundles too, where you can, if you want to cook your Thanksgiving Day meal, you know, they're advertising pricing where you can just like buy all the ingredients, and it's fairly reasonable.
Yeah. It seems like the average price is about $4, $5, $6 per person if you cook your meal. Is that the same price generally if you're going to buy it?
No, it's a little bit more expensive if you're going to have someone else cook the meal for you.
But the headache is gone, so it might be worth it for some folks.
But the headache is gone, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Susan, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah,
thanks.
Thank you. I want to ask you guys this question. You know, we didn't get to talk to Dr. Steve last week. He was out sick.
Yes.
We're not going to talk to him this week unless he wants to call in from his Thanksgiving meal.
And we also have to call in then.
Correct. Right. Yes. Yeah. Yes. I might be in a food coma at that point. I don't know. That's a little early. But how about this? So this woman goes to a social media site, Reddit, to ask a question. So her late grandmother passed away, and the grandmother always hosted holiday dinners, and she wanted to keep the tradition alive. So she decided to have her family over to her house. Now, in her post, she says that her grandmother's passing left a huge hole in their family celebrations, and so she took it upon herself. She shared that the first person she reached out to was her brother-in-law, her late sister's husband, said he was a really good guy, so she wanted to make sure that he was invited. But his son was not invited, so her nephew-in-law was not there. And she says the reason that she did not invite him was because the last time he came to Christmas Eve at her grandmother's house, he was rude. He was disrespectful of the grandmother. He went on to eat before everybody else. The meal wasn't ready yet, but he went and fixed himself a plate. And they didn't even get to say a prayer before, and just kind of disregarded all the rules that her grandmother had set in place. And so she asked this community on Reddit if it was appropriate for her to have to left him off the guest list, or should she just have invited him? What do you guys think about that?
Well, my thing is, you know, where are the parents of this nephew?
Well, the dad's invited. She likes him.
Okay, well, dad needs to check son and say, listen, you know, we're going over here, and, you know, you need to, you know, cool out, brother, in so many words, you know, and, you know, you need to do that. I would have a conversation with the dad that I like to say, hey, you know, what's up with the son? You know, last time he, you know, didn't. Maybe I could try to, because I would like for the family to all be together. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you don't come in, you don't disrespect my house. I'm not going to allow that. But so I would try to have a conversation with dad to see if we can, you know, come to some type of deal, because I would like him to come as well.
800-859-0957. What do you think about this? Should this woman have invited her nephew?
I want to know how old the nephew is. If the nephew's like 10 years old, God invite the nephew. If the nephew's an adult.
Yeah.
I say it's your house.
I don't know that they're, you know, Macaulay Culkining him. They're just leaving him at home. It doesn't seem like that. It seems
if
like he was able to
even.
Yeah, make his you own know, plate and do his own come. Deal. I mean, I would think he's got to come too. You just got to have that conversation.
You got to have a conversation.
You got to, can you just wait? I mean, we understand you're a boy, you're hungry, but like, can you just wait until everybody's sitting down and we say a prayer before you go get all your dinner?
Also, that's not that big of a deal disinvite someone.
No, I don't think so either. It is a little weird if it's just the one
person. Just the one and everybody's
it's
there.
It's a little more glaring.
Yeah, the light is really shining on you.
Thanksgiving adjacent here is, what do you wear to the airport? Sean Duffy wants you to dress better.
I think, again, I call this just maybe dressing with some respect. You know, whether it's a pair of jeans and a decent shirt, I would encourage people to maybe dress a little better, which encourages us to maybe behave all a little better. Let's try not to wear slippers and pajamas as we come to the airport. I think that's positive.
Is Sean Duffy at the barber shop? What is that buzzing behind him?
Right.
I think it was at an airport.
Duffy's getting a fade back there.
I think it was the suitcases coming or something.
Yeah.
But 82 million people are expected to travel starting today and 6 million by air. And Sean Duffy's like, okay, everything operations are back to normal, but like, let's pack our patients.
No
and
footy
stability.
Pajamas to the airport.
No.
Are people unruly when they wear their pajamas?
I got to see somebody walking down the terminal in plaid pajama pants. Terrific.
I'm with him. I think people should dress better.
I don't think we need to go like suit and top hat like we used to. I don't know that we need to do that.
Yeah. Like my dad used to do. He dressed every time we got on a plane. He was dressed like that. He wore a suit like he was going to church.
Everyone
or something.
Back in the day was dressed up more than now.
Yeah.
Everyone.
But like a little respectable place.
Yeah.
He called it a return to civility or something yesterday in the press conference.
I don't mind that.
I
don't mind it. All right, we'll take a break. More coming up on the other side. Still a lot to do as we get you ready for Thanksgiving here on JR Morning.